That broken-down theme song introduces another session of Are You a Genius? Presented for the American Armed Forces and their allies, and conducted by the master half-wit, the genius who set record lows in every Army classification test, the star of the show, Mel Blanc. That's me, fellas. Who done that? Are You a Genius? This is a simple game. All you need is a pencil and paper and a few right answers. I ask a question, then comes music for a half a minute or so. Then I give the correct answer. Each correct answer is worth a certain number of points. I'll give you the value of each question as we go along, and your genius rating is your total score. Everybody understand how to play the game? All root. In this session, we have six questions, all total to 100 points. All right now, kiddies, before we start school, old Professor Blank wants you to go up on the roof and bring my desk down here where it belongs. I said bring it down, not throw it down. Never mind. Here's a good-sized splinter I can lean on. Meanwhile, you can get ready to lean into the first question. This is worth 10 points. In football, what is meant by the expression triple threat man? For 10 points, what is a triple threat man in football? Well, I'm sure most of you knocked off a touchdown on that first one. If you did, you got 10 points. A triple threat man in football is a player who can kick, run, and pass. So intercept 10 points if you said a triple threat man is a player who can kick, run, and pass. Those of you who thought a triple threat man was a college player who got free board, room, and passed in all his studies get 2 demerits and an empty 3.2 barrel full of ham-like food, which shall be nameless because it's a commercial product. Ah, great stuff. But while we're on the subject of football, I wonder how many of you remember my career on the gridiron.
I do, Mel.
Me too, Mel. Yeah, I remember, Mel.
Oh, nobody, huh? Well, then I'll tell you about the last game of my season for good old Colic Tech. We were playing our traditional rival, Paregoric Poly, and I was sitting on the bench huddled in my blanket, praying to get into the fray. Suddenly, the whistle blew. The coach called my name. I threw off my blanket and then...
Did the coach send you in, Uncle Mel?
No, he sent in the blanket. And I'm sending you question 2. It's worth 15 points to you if you can supply the last names of the following popular American artists. First, Charles Dana. And second, James Montgomery. For 15 points, what are the full names of these artists? Charles Dana and James Montgomery.
Great, a big, a beautiful doll.
Okay, here are their names. Worth 15 points to you if you got them right. Charles Dana Gibson, James Montgomery Flagg. Take 15 points if you knew that the two artists' full names were Charles Dana Gibson and James Montgomery Flagg. Art certainly is wonderful. I can remember back in my salad days, my girl Mayonnaise and I, Mayonnaise, get that English accent, I liked nothing better than to spend hours in a gallery. Till one day an usher caught us necking and we had to buy load seats. But that's beside the point, isn't it? What point? If anybody finds a point to any of this stuff, wrap it in cotton and send it to me, will you? And by return mail, I'll ignore it. Now for question 3. This thing is so silly. This one's worth 15 of those ever-loving points, so listen carefully. If brass is the alloy of copper and zinc, what is the alloy of copper and tin? For 15 points, if brass is the alloy of copper and zinc, what is the alloy of copper and tin?
Hey! 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 Hey!
Ready for the answer? Here it is. The alloy of copper and tin is bronze. Take 15 more points toward that genius score if you knew that the alloy of copper and tin is bronze. That reminds me, my girl gave me a good luck piece made of bronze. It's a beautiful little coin, too. Where did I put it? Oh, here it is, right here in my pocket. Oops, dropped it. Oh, well, she can always knit me another one. She's a wonderful girl with a needle. You know, she worked in a hospital for a while, and in her spare time, she used to take two hypodermic needles and crochet fever charts.
All new material.
I think I'm blowing my top. Wait a minute, I think I will. Where's the pop gun? Oh, too far away.
Blow your top, Mike.
There you are. Better? Okay. And now, here's a question that all of you farm lads should get without being jabbed by a pitchfork. It carries 15 points with it. The question, not the pitchfork. Here it is. From what part of wheat does bran come from? The outside or the inside? For 15 points, where does bran come from? The outside or inside of wheat?
Oh, MacDonald had a farm. Had a cow. With a quack quack here and a quack quack there. Here a quack, there a quack, everywhere a quack quack. Yi-yi-yo.
He had a jalopy, too. And here's the answer. Bran comes from the outer coat of the wheat grain. Take 15 points if you knew that bran comes from the outside of the wheat. Ah, bran is great stuff. You know, I like it for breakfast in the morning. If you put on enough sugar and cream, you can't even taste it. Oh, bother. Come in.
Hello.
Well, Porky Pig, what are you sticking your snout in here for?
Well, I'm going on the air. I've got a sponsor and everything.
Well, who's your sponsor?
The Universal Uncurling Iron Company.
Uncurling iron?
Yeah, they straighten out pigtails.
Oh, I get it. An uncurling iron to uncurl pigtails.
Yeah, their slogan is, from port to pointer in one treatment. We got an orchestra and everything.
Whose orchestra?
The Oscar Ox.
Oscar Ox?
The pigs are just crazy about him. You know, he's billed as Swing Your Hawks with Oscar Rock.
And what are you going to do on the program, Porky?
Oh, I'm the announcer, and listen to this commercial. Attention, pork is everywhere. If your tail is too curly, listen. Do you want to get it straightened out? Send $2 in acorns or garbage to the Universal Uncurling Iron Company, 233 Oink Street, Gruntville, Ohio. And a word of warning. Once you get your tail straightened out, keep using your iron regularly. Otherwise, it may snap back and scramble your bacon.
Well, that's fine, Porky. Well, good luck on your new job.
Thanks, Andy. So long.
Now, fellas, he left, yeah. Well, right here, you lucky GIs, comes the musical question. Joe the bartender plays the piano, and I play, you guess it, the cigar box fiddle. Uh-oh. I better get one of Porky's uncurling irons for that string. Oh, no, I'll play it the hard way. Here's a question in three parts that's good for 30 points altogether, or 10 points for each part you answer correctly. All you have to do is name the type of building in each of the following song titles. Ready? Here's the first one. I'm sure you all knocked off 10 points for that one. The song was Small Hotel, and the type of building referred to was naturally a hotel. So take 10 points if you knew the building in that title was a hotel. And now for number two. right, I'll stop. But take it easy. It could be worse, you know. I could be singing. Well, the building in that one was a shack, because the name of the song is A Little Grass Shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. So take 10 points if you said the building was a shack. Now, here's the last one in the musical question. Okay, got it? Well, 10 more points are yours if you knew that was shanty in Old Shanty Town. Which proves, if you got it right, that there is a shanty clause.
Isn't that awful?
Oh, pardon me while I kill myself.
This is Mel Protoplasm Blank coming to you from the astral plane with another 15-point beauty.
This is a kind of tough one, so pay attention. A hedonist, that's H-E-D-O-N-I-S-T, a hedonist is a Latin name for hangman, a person who devotes his life to fun and pleasure, or a fortune teller who predicts your future by the shape of your head. Once again, for 15 points, a hedonist is a Latin name for a hangman, a person who devotes his life to fun and pleasure, or a fortune teller who predicts your future by the shape of your head.
Life is just a bowl of cherries.
If you don't know the answer by now, well, you just don't know the answer by now. 15 points are yours if you knew that a hedonist is a person who devotes his life to fun and pleasure. And if you don't like it, don't knock it. Take 15 points if you said a hedonist is a person who devotes his life to fun and pleasure. While you're adding up your tallies to see how close you came to the top genius score of 100 points, let me remind you once again that if you think of a question that might fit into this 15-minute monstrosity, will you mail it to Are You a Genius, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA? You will? Thanks, fellas. And when you write, be sure and let us know if you heard this program by shortwave or over a local station. And thanks again. And now this is Mel Blanc, the old prawn puss, saying so long and slipping you a confidential tip. Don't miss the next episode of Harriet the Pyster in Iceland, the thrilling saga of a red-blooded blue blood who turns yellow in the white snow. Are You a Genius is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.